Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok, the Republicans. Alan, at the Republican National Convention yesterday, offered dark warnings about America's future if President Donald Trump fails to win a second term, opening their scaled-down National Convention Monday night by casting the GOP as a protector of religious freedom. The nation's workers and much more, a schoolteacher warned that conservative Christian values were under attack from labor unions. A small business owner charged the businesses across America were facing unwarranted pandemic shutdowns and riotous mobs, and Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida likened the prospect of Democrat Joe Biden's election to a horror movie. Quote, they'll disarm you, empty the prisons, lock you in your home, and invite MS-13 to live next door, he declared. You predicted this would be their approach.
That's right. Look, there's one way that they can go, and that is to make sure that every single member of the base that they've been playing for, in my mind, inexplicably, without trying to expand on what they have, they want that base to turn out in record numbers and to be there, and that's what this is all about. If you can get every single person in the base out, and if you can somehow diminish the number of people on the other side who are going to come out to vote for Joe Biden because they're unenthusiastic or they buy your lie, about his dementia or whatever else is going on. And then you put your best face forward. They put Tim Scott, the only black Republican senator. They put Nikki Haley, who presents herself as a children of immigrants and says her mother wore a sari and her father wore a turban. And you try to have it in both ways. But nevertheless, the real thing that you are telling people is that America will be taken over by the dangerous radicals and the leftists, and there will be chaos, and only you, the strong man, sounds familiar, doesn't it, can keep the nation safe. And at the same time, you're doing some despicable things, like saying that the election system is rigged, that there can't be a fair election, and you're the president. President, you won. There seemed to be a fair election, but you were talking about rigging elections then, and you're talking about rigging elections now, and that you can't get a fair shot. So that's what this convention is all about, and they will keep on doing that. You'll see Mike Pompeo coming on and talking about how he's kept the world safe. So far, I think, you know, even though I am not by any means an admirer of Trump, I think that they've kept it on a fairly even keel. They did some things which were particularly despicable. They brought the couple who brought their guns out when the peaceful protesters were marching by, and they spoke. They have a lot of symbolism here, and it can't be overlooked.
And here we go again. Now, you've talked often about the Washington Post counting up the lies that the president has told with many other news organizations, check facts as well, including the AP. Here's one from the president on health care. We protect your pre-existing conditions, very strongly protected pre-existing, and you don't hear that. The facts from the AP, you don't hear it because it's not true.
It's not true. They're trying to take it away. Look, Obamacare institutionalized this, and now he's trying to kill Obamacare. Come on. You don't have to come from another planet to be able to have the insight that the earthlings don't have. This is an interesting problem, David, because he keeps lying, and the base says it's okay that you're lying. If they catch Joe Biden in a single mistruth or a single lie, they will bring him all the way home. Believe me, they will. So the fact is that here's Trump lying, 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 and lying. And the base says, okay, well, that's just dying.
How come, Alan? Is it because Trump has normalized lying? Or is there something about the Republican Party that they get away with it better than the Democrats? How come?
David, I've said all along, this election is about race. It's about black and brown people having a say. It's about when, not that they're going to have everything, but that they're going to have a say, and that they're going to have proper voting proportions, and that they're going to be allowed to vote. And that's what this election's about. So the folks who are accepting these Trumpian lies are suggesting, you know, it's worth it to let the guy lie because we're behind him. We know what he's up to, and we're with him.
Do the purples buy into this? Will he retain some of those votes that he got the last time that may be thinking of going in the other direction?
I don't think so. Look, We don't know. We do know that Dukakis, when he ran, was 17 points ahead and he lost. So this is not going to by any means be a sure thing. Some polls, CNN, show it very close, 5 points. The majority of the polls that I've been looking at say 9, 10, or 11 points. But for the Democrats, that's not enough. Because what they've got to assure is turnout of epic proportions. And so far, we don't know if that's going to happen. If, in fact, it looks like Biden's going to win, people could get comfortable on the Democratic side. So the fact is that a poll like the CNN poll, which showed only 5-point difference, that's better in terms of assuring turnout than if you say, okay, well, we're 10 points ahead. This is going to be the most important election that the United States has ever seen. Because in my opinion, much of what Trump is doing and saying is reminiscent of earlier people, strong men who rose to prominence in particular countries. Let's leave it at that.
What do you make of this article, Alan? Chuck Schumer isn't an angry centrist anymore. On the verge of seizing the Senate, the New York Democrat explains why he's moved to the left. Your thoughts on Chuck Schumer?
Well, look, I'm a big Chuck Schumer fan. I always have been. They don't believe that, but I am. But he has not shown the kind of verve, the kind of anger that a proper Senate leader would show. I've never understood it. His people call me and they say, why are you saying this? But in fact, he hasn't done that. And if they're picking it up from people like me, they're picking it up from an awful lot of other people. And as a result, he has to move left. After all, that's who his party is. You see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the squad gaining adherence, knocking off senior politicians. If I'm Chuck Schumer, I'm not going to be blind to all of that. And let me say, I'm sure he's behaving that way because he understands all of that.
Political Observer, Alan Chartok.